We're joined by John McCorkle today to talk about the Jeff Hazer and Denny Froderman Memorial, the inaugural event as far as that, and the return of the Fall Classic as well this Saturday at Jackson Motorplex. Thank you for coming in. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, happy to be here. And, you know, of course, we rained out during the fair, had an excellent car count. Everything kind of came together really well, but Mother Nature had other plans. So we had a lot of factors in play as far as coming up with a rain date that worked for everybody involved, myself, to have a lot of irons in the fire. And, of course, the Hazer and Froderman families and the track prep crew. And really, a lot of people were like, gee whiz, that's the earliest date you could find. But it really was. And once you get to school starting and stuff, midweek stuff, as far as races go, is a lot tougher to make work. So here we are. And it seems like just yesterday we rained out, but now we're here week of the race and kind of getting everything going.
An unforgettable night last Saturday as far as the sprint cars as well. And so the 305s will be back in action. And then you have the four USRA classes as well.
We certainly want to touch on that a little bit. The 305 is, of course, sponsored by Hazer Auto and Detailing, so appropriate to certainly have them there. Good field of cars here the last weekend. There was 30 of them. Unfortunately, we tore up about 6 of them. And this time of the year, sometimes guys don't tend to put stuff back together. And then the USRA classes, which it's USRA sanctioned, but it's real easy for the IMCA guys to fall under their rules. So I'd been out over the last few weeks talking to guys over at Worthington and Rock Rapids and different tracks, and sounds like there's a lot of interest from those guys. There is some other specials going on in the area, but this is a chance for guys to kind of show they want to race at Jackson Motorplex, and it's kind of a trial for next year, I tell them, in a lot of ways, to see, you know, when Todd and Doug are working on their schedule for next year. If we have a good showing, that's certainly going to bode well for getting some more fendered races. And I'm looking at fendered and sprint car races together as to see what we can do with that. But certainly kind of an audition for those guys for next year to see about having some more races at the Jackson Motorplex.
When this event was first supposed to happen, it was, of course, in honor of Jeff Hazer and Denny Froderman in particular. And we talked about them a little bit the first time we got together, so we can do that again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people around Jackson certainly know those two. And Jeff Hazer, Denny Froderman, you know, first I'll touch on Jeff a little bit. You know, I promoted the track for about 5 years and quit back in the early 2000s. And after I quit the first time, if you'd have told me after I quit that, hey, you know, in a year's time, you're going to be back here promoting, I would have said, you're crazy. There is not a chance that I would ever promote ever again. And Jeff Hazer is the one that talked me into a comeback, and thankfully he did, because, boy, we had a heck of a good run. My second go-around, now I don't know if I'm my third or fourth or whatever, I kind of still am dabbling in it, even though I say I don't want to promote, but obviously I do. But when this came together to do a race for these two guys, I really wanted to do it. I don't know if I'm doing it justice. They deserve, you know, the world, and I'm doing the best I can with a lot of irons in the fire. But, you know, that being said, Jeff was a great guy, instrumental in my promoting career. Not that we didn't have our differences, but he always, at the end of the day, believed that Jackson Speedway was a great place, and he gave it his all. I gave it my all to try to do everything that we could to make it happen. And Jeff was one of those guys that was always kind of a promoter himself. He was always coordinating stuff, coordinating people. You know, if we needed a tractor, if we needed a grader, he was on the phone making calls, making stuff happen. Denny, and I think I said this last time, Denny, same love of the Jackson Speedway, but he was just a workhorse. I mean, he didn't say much, but he was always, I never had to have a lawnmower because he mowed everything. And caramel corn, never missed a night of caramel corn making. You name it, he was just there helping. And the combination of both of those guys certainly made my life easier, but also I don't know that I ever would have made it as long as I did. And there's a lot of people around that help, but those two are certainly leaders of the pack, and I'm happy to do a race in their honor, and hopefully I can do it justice. I know the racers will show up, and hopefully we'll have a great night of racing come Saturday night.
And just another layer of nostalgia to have the Fall Classic back, because obviously that's something that a lot of tracks do over the course of the year usually. And so to have it at Jackson Motorplex is exciting. And of course, to have it on Saturday night like Jackson used to be.
Yeah, certainly excited about the Saturday night. When we kind of talked to and started looking at potential rain dates to make this race up, and there never was a question in my mind that we weren't gonna get a date together. But you know, when we started looking at the track prep crews and my schedule, and it just kind of, it was obvious after looking at some different dates that it's like, well, we need to look at what was always the last weekend in September was always my Fall Classic. A lot of times we had called it the IMCA Nationals. And so we've had just tremendous luck on this weekend. I mean, a lot of people talk about the record car count of 209, that was in the 2012 year. But a lot of years after that, we were in the 160, 180, 180, you know, so several different times we were in the, you know, upper, you know, 100, what do I even, the upper 180s or whatever. So we've had some really good luck on the weekend. I don't know in today's day and age that we're going to see a car count like that. We had 104 cars last time out. I think we'll have somewhere in that vicinity. We're going to lose some cars, certainly. Guys out of money or wreck some stuff and aren't fixing them for next year. But a lot of guys want to race, and a lot of guys want to race here. So I'm expecting a pretty good turnout.
For a lot of the reasons that we've already covered, there seemed to be a lot of good energy behind this event when it was on that Tuesday. And so hopefully a lot of that swells up again.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of interest with it being on the fair. But now, like you mentioned, with it being the Fall Classic, like it used to be. And I think the Fendered guys haven't had a chance to race here for a couple of years with some different scheduling stuff. So I think a lot of guys want to race here, and a lot of guys want to see more races next year. And this is an audition to see about what we can get together for this one to see, you know, as a jumping block or building block into next season.
One last look ahead to the details. Saturday in particular at Jackson Motorplex.
The pits are going to open at 3:00. The grandstand's going to open at 5:00, and hot laps are going to be at 6:00. So a little bit earlier than normal, but I was kind of telling everybody, depending upon the forecast, we might start a little earlier if it was going to be really cold out. But boy, and I hate to even talk about the forecast because sometimes I don't want to jinx anything, but those are the times. Hot laps are going to be at 6:00. I want to hit a few of our sponsors here. Of course, LA Motorsports is our title sponsor up in Wyndham. A couple other ones that are helping to make this happen: New Fashion Pork, Glass Deck, State Bank of Fairmont, Sabota Excavating, Henning Rental, Beamer Companies, and Mike Bettine Trucking, GRP Motorsports, Caleb Johnson Racing, C&J Farms, the Jackson Liquor Store, Bridget Bucksnorts, Bob's Fleet Complete Insurance, Clausen Insurance, I guess they have that now, Warmka Towing, Bank Midwest, Higley Ford, Golden Fenders, Gellner Underground, Vets Oil, Local Lumber over in Sherburn, Active Trailers, the Kenny Pell Family, Hitch Dock, and Jackson Sports. So quite an impressive list of sponsors that are all helping to make this race happen. Every class is $1,000 to win, so good money on the line for the guys. But this race, again, is more about just trying to have a nice traditional race like I used to do them with all the classes. And it would have been nice to have had it during the fair, but the Fall Classic was a good event as well, so kind of wasn't meant to be during the fair. But I think the Fall Classic has a nice ring to it, and just want to remember my buddies Jeff and Denny and all they did for me. And I'm just hopeful that I do those two justice, because they really deserve it. And I don't know that I'm doing enough, but I'm doing all I can.
Well, sometimes that's all you need. Thank you very much for your time and getting us ready for it.
All right. Hopefully we see everybody out at Jackson Motorplex on Saturday night to conclude the 2025 racing season.
That's John McCorkle, and thank you out there for listening.